My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So Laird, a deep center field. Wow, he hit that hard. Doyle's watching it into the trees almost. What a home run to start the game for Jorge Soler.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
That call is from NBC Sports Bay Area, and of course, none other than our next guest. And that, of course, is the great Dave Fleming and all guests on 95.7 The Game. Up here on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Dave, I don't know if you'll be happy to know this, but we were talking last hour about which groups, position groups with the Giants we're not frustrated with. And the only one we could come up with is the broadcasters.
The only one. Huh?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Endless.
The pitchers, the hitters, the defense, the front office, the coaching staff. We're frustrated with everybody, but not you guys. You're crushing it.
That is bad news. Right. Ultimately, we do not want that as broadcasters, because after a while, then you're going to turn on us too.
Well, let's hope not. I don't know that we could ever turn on you guys. But yeah, Dave, what do you think is riding on this week? Like, I wonder to what level you take Farhan's words at face value when he sort of suggested last week that they may be sellers. That feels like such an admission of failure, though. Do you think they would actually do that?
Well, I'll give you a two-parted answer. Number one, I always take him at his word. I don't think I've ever been around a front office executive who is more open and honest publicly than Farhan. I mean, almost without exception in my memory, when he says something to you guys, to us, to whomever, when he says it, he means it. And I think if you look back on, you know, the sort of the way he's steered this franchise, he has been extremely transparent about his priorities, what he's thinking. He's just an honest guy. And so when he said that, I paid close attention. I did not think it was sort of like lip service or, you know, appeasement or whatever. I just thought that's how he's feeling. So the second question is, are they willing to, if this week doesn't go well, if the next, you know, however many 9 days don't go well, are they willing to sell? That's probably, I mean, ultimately it's Farhan's call, but it's probably a sort of a big picture franchise call. You're not going to see, I don't see any scenario where there's some sort of like tear down at the deadline. That almost never happens anyway, no matter what a team is going through. But yeah, if they don't play better this week, could I see a couple trades where the Giants are giving away veteran players as opposed to adding them. I could see that, yeah.
A little disheartening to think about it when you're only three games out of that third and final wild card. And so I'll think about the positive, which is not normally my bit, Dave, but I'm going to try it here and try to play the role. But if you're looking for the add, if things do go well this week, where would you look positionally for them to add?
Very hard to actually find. I mean, you could do, it's just not, I would say there could be trades in both directions to maybe balance the roster out. We just don't have a lot of track record of that with Farhan. I mean, it's not to say that he's not creative. I think he's a very creative front office executive. He's shown that in his willingness to sort of look different places to find talent. But I don't see a lot of examples of three-team trades or, you know, some in, some out. We just haven't seen a lot of that. I think that is still possible that we could. To me, the number one area where if you're looking to add is shortstop. I mean, that's not to say that Tyler Fitzgerald hasn't been impressive the last couple games and that Brett Wisely hasn't done a real nice job filling in, but the gap in the depth chart of this whole organization to me is at shortstop. If Marco Luciano is not a defensive shortstop, then I think that's where the biggest need short-term, long-term is. And so that's where, whether you could actually do something about that at the deadline is a different question, but that's where I think the Giants have the easiest spot for an upgrade.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Dave, what about the big picture through your eyes? Like, what is the most frustrating part about the way this team has played for you?
For me, it's the pitching. I think, you know, and some of that is definitely all these injuries, but the pitching numbers for the Giants are way below what they should be based on talent level, home ballpark, you know, level of comp, all that stuff. I'm shocked. I really thought that the Giants were going to be, if not an elite pitching group this year, certainly an above average group. And by the numbers, they've been way below average. So that has really surprised me. You know, it's easy for us actually to obsess over the shortcomings of the offense, but gosh, look around baseball. Like, offense is so down in so many places. The Giants offense has been, when you account for the home ballpark, the Giants offense is average or maybe even a little better than average. It's the pitching numbers. They're like, you know, 25th in team ERA or something like that. If you told me at the beginning of the year that would be the case, I would have thought that's impossible.
And do you look at the future here in the immediate future, certainly with Robbie Ray expected back this week and Blake Snell with a couple of good outings? Do you think that there's still time for that to turn?
Yeah, I do. I think the weird part about this season is that the All-Star break came so deep into the year, deeper than it's ever come. I mean, there has never been a season where there have been more games before the All-Star break played ever. So this is like the home stretch now. I mean, it's the way this schedule is laid out, the Giants just don't have that much time left to get it turned around. If you start doing the math about how do you get to a certain number of wins, 85, 86 wins, where you think you at least got a chance to get one of those playoff spots, you got to play really well for the next, you know, 8 weeks to make that happen. So there has to be urgency. That's a big problem when you're talking about the specific question you asked, where these guys don't have a runway to kind of like hit the ground and ease into it. If they're going to be impactful, they have to be good right away. That's a hard ask. And that's where the calendar is just really against the Giants here. That doesn't mean it can't happen. That doesn't mean there's not enough talent on this team. We've seen Blake Snell. Didn't take him long after finally getting healthy to find that comfort zone. If that can happen for those other guys, then you're talking.
So, I mean, when you talk about the calendar, Dave, like the best example is just this week, 8 games in 7 days, and then the trade deadline. Is it so, have we reached a point where we're with such a fine-tooth comb that like their record this week determines what they're going to do?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yes, we have reached that point. I agree. I think that is true. I mean, that sounds kind of crazy when you play 162 games. That 8 games could determine that, but I think that is the case here. And I think, I guess you could play out different scenarios, but my gut tells me if the Giants players and coaches want the front office to go out there and make an aggressive deal to help them, it's got to be like a 6-2, 7-1 week. If it's not, I don't think that move is coming. I don't. And you know what? I agree with Farhan in his sentiment. I'm not sure, I'm not weighing in on the judgment of this team and the potential of this team, but just the idea of the players dictate whether you make those kind of moves. The way the team performs on the field dictates what you do. And you have to show the front office that this is a team that's worthy of giving up a part of your future to make a move for now. Otherwise, it's going to be either status quo or, possibly a trade in the other direction. I don't expect that's going to happen, but this team needs a really good week if they want the front office to go out and add.
Dave Fleming here on 95.7 The Game. Big week indeed, and we're all keeping our eyes focused on that. And one thing I'm curious about, Dave, is the future of the rotation with Robbie Ray coming back and with Birdsong pitching so well. Does this mean that Jordan Hicks might find a shift back to the bullpen, or how are they going to figure out how to make this work when they've got 6 pitchers for 5 spots?
Yeah, I mean, I think Hicks he's going to start tomorrow, and my guess is, just purely a guess, maybe one more after that, and at that point, you could, for a week or two, kind of have 6 guys, even if Cobb is ready to come back, and it sure seems like Cobb is getting very close. You could even have a week where you had 7 starters if you manage the roster a certain way. You can't do that long-term just because you wouldn't have enough relievers to help you out. But short-term, you could kind of finesse it. You could use an option on a player like Birdsong for 1.5 turns through the rotation, and then he comes back and somebody else gets a breather or something. Like, you could get creative with the numbers if you take out the calendar and plot it out. I think that's, we're going to be seeing something kind of like that, because they will have a surplus. And I think Hicks is realistic about it. I don't think he wants to be a starter. There's a reason he signed here. There's a reason he put in all the work to make this conversion. The next 3 years of this Giants contract, he thinks of himself as a starter. But I do think that he's realistic about the innings total and the possibility that he may need to take a breather and go to the bullpen for a while.
Dave, let's use Hicks just as one example. And I don't know if you know exactly what was said to him or promised to him, but let's also be real. The last couple of years, that was a thing in this organization where there were players who felt like they were told one thing and then another thing happened. Sean Manaea, Ross Stripling, to a degree, Michael Conforto. Has that characteristic of the Giants, whatever you think about it, has that kind of been taken care of with Bob Melvin?
I think the communication's been good. I do agree with you. Like that, we heard from some of those players that you mentioned that they didn't feel like the communication had been good enough. I have not heard from this current group anything like that. I haven't, and from Hicks specifically, when I talked to him about why he chose the Giants and, you know, how it went, I think he was pretty frank with me about the conversation they had about what happens when. What happens when we get to that point where we don't think it's in your health interest to keep pitching 5-6 innings every time out there. And I think he was on board with kind of the reason he signed with the Giants was he was on board with the sort of general parameters. Everything can change, but general parameters of how they laid it out. So I think that communication's been excellent.
Camilo Duvall gets the save yesterday. I won't say that it was shaky, but it was interesting with the two-out walk and then the stolen base. Is he finding his firm footing as the closer, or is it still a little bit tenuous about his permanent role there?
I think this is a performance league, and I think Camilo has earned some benefit of the doubt, but I think he's also used up a lot of that with the way he's performed this year. He just hasn't pitched nearly as well as he has in the past. And so I think that it's on a appearance by appearance basis, his role there? Maybe not quite like that, but I think that he is on notice that the results have to be there. Otherwise that job is not guaranteed to him. And that's not, let's just say, he got called into the office and yelled at or something like that. But I think he knows that it is not a birthright for him to be the closer of this team. And if he doesn't pitch better, that job is probably going to go to somebody else because he hasn't pitched very well. Like he just hasn't. There's no way. How could you deny that? How could he deny that? So it was an encouraging step yesterday, really important just psychologically. That's where I give him a pass. Because he did a couple things again yesterday that frustrated me, but I give him a pass because it's hard, man. When everything's kind of piling against you and you're feeling like I can't make one mistake, that is a hard mind space to be in. So I'm giving him a little leeway for a couple of those things yesterday because he got through it and built some confidence. And I hope we see him again tonight.
Dave, real quick, the analytics has devalued the manager position, and maybe not a great advertisement that yesterday Hayden Birdsong threw 6 innings and then found out later. He's like, I didn't even know that my manager got tossed out of the game before the game even started. What did you make of that entire experience yesterday?
Well, I kind of had a heads up just because, I mean, Bob didn't tell me he was going to get kicked out. But he did tell me he was taking the lineup card out before the game. And so in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, okay, well, let's have our cameras paying attention because that could be interesting. So I kind of knew that he wanted to get something off his chest, and he did. You know, it was kind of a funny line that Birdsong said that. I think part of that is just the starting pitcher. There's nothing like it really in all of sports where the starting pitcher, once the game starts or right before the game, is so – there's such a focus that's different from anybody else. Like that doesn't tell me anything about like how Bob's presence in the dugout is or how he manages or anything like that. I think Birdsong was just totally focused on his own performance. He's talking to Brian Price. He's talking to JP Martinez, to Patrick Bailey. And he sure was fun to watch yesterday, wasn't he?
Man, a curve that actually curved in Denver. What the hell, Dave? How's that happen?
The Rockies front office had to be watching that. Right. Like, no, wait a minute. Like, we've spent 25 years trying to find this. How come this kid can waltz in here and look like he's 18 years old and do that to us? That was really impressive. He's made, you know, this is a guy, he's kind of got the aw shucks thing going. And he looks so young, and he's got the name that's kind of a funny name and a nickname, Birdie, and all this. It's easy to sort of stereotype this kid. When I talk to him, he is a very cerebral pitcher. He's not only thinking about the way he attacks hitters at all times, he's made tweaks already since coming to the big leagues. He's refining his stuff. He's working on the side. Like, this is a guy who's pouring himself into being the best version of himself that he can be. And I think the results are speaking for themselves. Like, everybody should be excited about his future, because it's not just that ability to spin the ball that you saw yesterday. It's the adaptability. Like, he's made five big league starts. He's already a different pitcher now than what we saw 4 weeks ago.
Fantastic stuff yesterday. And all right, here we go. Four-game series in L.A. All they have to do is take at least three. There you have it, from a man from the lead position group of the Giants, the broadcast team. Thank you, Dave.
Next time we talk, let's rank somebody else higher than us, please.
Well, be nice.
I'm going to let the players guide the way on that one, okay. Dave. Yeah, that's all right.
Just like the trade deadline.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks,
Dave. To you guys soon.
All right, sure. There it is. Bye-bye. There goes Dave Fleming in L.A.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.